Today is Monday, September 2nd, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone. Happy Labor Day. You know, I always get Labor Day confused with Memorial Day. I don't know how many other people get that confused. I'm also looking up something on my phone at the moment, so... So anyway, a lot of people get that confused. I don't know if I'm the only one, but I feel like a lot of people get that confused. But anyway, I'm not taking Labor Day off because that's how much I love all of you. And anyway, Labor Day, actually, let's just look and see what it is. Labor Day is actually, this is so specific, National Blueberry Popsicle Day. First of all, where do you get a freaking blueberry popsicle, right? So National Blueberry Popsicle Day is observed on September 2nd, and it says whether you decide to purchase a box of them or make your own, it's sure to be a tasty treat. And popsicles were invented in 1905 by an 11-year-old boy named Frank Epperson. One day he left a glass of fruit-flavored drink with a stirring stick on his porch. Waking the next morning, unusually frigid temperatures froze the beverage solid, hence the beginning of the popsicle. Anyway, I don't know how they determined that he was the one. But anyway, so since I recorded, let's see. It's a long weekend. I recorded on Friday. I do not even remember what happened, at all. So on Saturday, I'm trying to think. Saturday was my first free Saturday in quite a while since before Pride 48, and I was really supposed to get everything together for the raffle winners who I need to mail, and I was supposed to put those in boxes and take them to UPS and get them all mailed and everything, although I still need to email the folks and get their addresses, but I needed to do all that, and I didn't. Didn't do any of that. I did some more website work, and I thought I had everything. Two or three times this weekend, I thought I had everything solved, and then it ended up not working for this whole multi-site thing, because I really want to make it so that Pride48.com can host other blogs and websites, so that those of you who, or those of the Pride48 community who don't want to host their own website and don't want to host their own podcast, can use Pride48's resources. And I feel like I'm going to achieve it. I did do one successful thing. We converted Pride48.com to HTTPS, which is SSL, which is secure. I believe it stands for secure socket layer, but I may be wrong about that. But anyway, it basically means it's secure. So if you buy anything over our website, everything's encrypted, it's all good. You know, except we use PayPal anyway, so it doesn't matter. Your credit card it's always encrypted because we're using PayPal. But anyway, regardless, I got that. We had, even though I did SSL a while back, when you went to Pride48.com, you still got this weird warning in Chrome that was saying it's not completely secure. And so you still have this like X mark, or you did. And it was really bothering me that I hadn't solved everything. So I did go through and I figured out exactly what was wrong with that and got that working. And then Mark and I went to see Lion King, and it was good. It was really good. The only problem is we had already seen both the cartoon version and the Broadway version, and the story is exactly the same. So I will say this, the animals, and I don't know this, like I haven't looked into it, I haven't done any research, but the animals look so good, and I think they're all CGI, although I could be wrong. Maybe they took National Geographic movie of lions and then just animated their lips. I don't know. But these animals looked so convincing. They look like just regular old, like you were watching Planet Earth videos with, you know, that David Attenborough or whatever. Looked just like those videos, except their lips were moving and they were talking. And they were singing and they were, you know, all this other stuff. But I mean, they looked real. And The other thing about it is lions are the most beautiful animals I can think of. I mean, lions are so majestic. I don't know. I really like them. Anyway, it was a really good movie. I looked on Rotten Tomatoes and it only has a 53%. And I was kind of curious why, because everyone loves Lion King, the original. And everyone that I've talked to loves the musical and everything like that. So why would you give the, I mean, it's basically the same movie with just really good CGI that looks like it's real animals playing out all the parts. So I'm not sure why you would give it only a 53 on Rotten Tomatoes. Anyway, we had a good time, and there were a lot of children in the theater. It was fine, though. And we did it during the day, and then we went and we had ramen. And I think I figured out why I'm not a huge fan of ramen. Because most of the ramen that I've had does not have a lot of flavor. Most of the ramen that I've had is bland. And so it's like, I don't know, it's like drinking water with some noodle in it, you know? And then usually, I really love noodles, and usually they don't have enough noodles. And so, and also, usually the protein in ramen, you get one little sliver of some kind of meat, and that's it. So you get one little sliver of meat, you get some seaweed chips or something, you know, maybe some mushrooms, you get half of a boiled egg, and then you get a bunch of, like, water that has no flavor, at least the restaurants I've been to. And so we went to this restaurant, and actually I will, and so they had an option to order extra noodles. So I was like, okay, I'm going to order extra noodles. I order extra noodles because I'm a noodle person. I love egg noodles. I'm a huge fan of egg noodles. Love them. So anytime I go Chinese, Japanese, anything like that, if they have an option of rice or noodles, I'm going to get noodles because I just like them. But so I got extra. And then they bring out we got the gyoza because I'm a big dumpling fan. Like, I really like dumplings. They had that or chicken wings, and we went the dumplings. Anyway, they were good. You know, I mean, I've never had a dumpling I didn't like, so, you know, it is what it is. But the ramen came out, and surprisingly, it had a really good amount of noodles, so I probably didn't need the extra noodles. However, the broth was just bland. Bland city. So bland. And it was a pork broth. That's one thing, I think, because pork never, in my opinion, produces a really tasty broth. But, you know, I mean, I think you really need beef to get a really tasty broth, in my opinion. The noodles were okay. I mean, you know, they're noodles, so, but there was no additional flavor. They didn't add any garlic. They weren't garlic noodles. They didn't have any oil or anything like that to give them any flavor. They were just noodles. And there was wood mushrooms, and the texture on those was kind of weird, but, I mean, they tasted all right. And there was like two little slivers of pork, of like a pork loin or something. And there was half of a hard-boiled egg. That was actually good. They could have put more egg in it because it was soft-boiled. I mean, it wasn't hard-boiled. It was kind of like a medium. So there was a little bit of runny yolk in there, which was good. I liked. This is not a food review podcast, but this is what we did. So anyway, I didn't love it. But Mark didn't love it either. And I told him, maybe I would love ramen if I ever got one that had a really, really good broth. If we could find a ramen that just had an excellent broth, I might like it. Sunday, we didn't really do much. I went to church, played my trumpet, and I worked some more on the website. And then we watched Big Brother, and we recorded Butt First. And Big Fatty was a no-show because guess what? And here we were thinking, oh, Fatty, oh, well, maybe we should check on Fatty because, you know, his mother's not been doing all that well, so maybe he had to rush back to Atlanta to, you know, maybe something happened with his mother, or maybe he fell and broke a hip. No, he had a gentleman caller and he was drunk when it was time for us to record. How dare you, Fatty? But I forgave him. I forgave him. And then today, we did some shopping. Oh, I forgot. Last night we had Whataburger. I wanted to tell the story, but now I'm running out of time. We go in and we don't get the French fries at Whataburger, like ever, because the Whataburger that we live next to, either they use bad old oil or they're cold and soggy. And so there's a McDonald's across the street. So we get the fries from McDonald's and we get the burger. So the woman said, oh, you should really just get the meal because the meal, it costs the same and you get fries and, you know, you get the extra fries. The way you're ordering with just a drink and a burger, you're spending the same amount of money. And it was my last straw. I'd never said anything. And I go, we don't like your fries. And she said, oh, why? I love our fries. I think they're better than McDonald's. I'm like, this location has very hit or miss fries. It has, I'm like, they're either, either the oil is bad or, and anyway, I went on this Thai ride. She's like, well, what about onion rings? I said, no, we don't want the onion rings. We want fries, but your fries are not good. And Mark was so embarrassed. He's like, oh my God, why did you have to go into all that detail? All right, well, I'm out of time, but today we furniture shopped. We looked for end tables and a rug, and I'll have to talk about that tomorrow. But anyway, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts at pride48.com. See you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.